朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
我们一起低头做个祷告。
Let us all pray.
天父上帝，爱我们的主耶稣基督与我们同在，圣而圣洁的灵。
Our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, who love us, to be the Holy, Holy Spirit, who are with us.
我们今天在主你的面前一同的献上我们的敬拜与赞美。
Today we offer up our worship and our praise all together in front of you.
我们也打开你的话语，求主你圣洁的光照亮你的话语进到我们的心中。
We open up your word, pray that your holy light will shine upon the words, and let the words come and live in our hearts.
让我们知道我们教会当如何行能够得你的喜悦。
So that we know what a church, our church should do, so that we'll be blessed before you.
让我们的家，我们的个人都被你自己圣灵所充满跟更新。
So that our whole family, us individually, will be filled by the Holy Spirit.
愿主的灵在我们当中引导运行。
May the Holy Spirit be with us, lead us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
今天我们很高兴是我们三堂在一起敬拜神的一个时刻。
Today we are so glad to have all three congregations in, together to worship God together.
在这里我要问一个问题，就是我们当做什么？
But let me begin with a question. What should we do?
我们盖教堂需要一个蓝图。
When we build a church, we need a blueprint.
我们建造教会也需要有一份蓝图。
When we build the spiritual church, we also need a blueprint.
在我们解释这个蓝图之前，我们先要了解教会存在的意义是什么。
But to have this blueprint, before that, we should find out exactly what is the purpose of the existence of the church.
教会不是彼此帮助建立友谊吗？
Is the church here to just allow us to help each other?
教会是不是精神寄托的所在？
Is a church where you just share common interest and then spend your time and your life's mission?
都不是。
No.
我们要从圣经来看教会到底是什么。
We need to go back to the Bible and see what is the purpose of the existence of the church.
教会就是一批被神所召出来跟随耶稣的人。
To be brief, a church is a group of people called out by God specifically to follow Jesus.
当主耶稣从死里复活之后，他就建立了教会。
When Jesus Christ died and is resurrected, he established the church.
圣灵降临在使徒的身上，他们就大有能力传讲耶稣基督的福音。
When the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles, they are full of power and are able to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以在使徒行传第二章三十八到四十二节。
So in the book of Acts, chapter 2, 38 to 42.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所召来的。于是领受他的话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了三千人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接拨饼祈祷。教会开始就有三件的事情。
There are three things that happened at the beginning of the church.
他们听到了使徒所传的福音， 就愿意悔改来归向耶稣基督。
When they heard the gospel preached by the apostles, they are willing to repent to follow Christ Jesus.
他们是奉耶稣基督的名受洗来见证他们的得救。
They were baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to testify on his behalf.
然后他们就领受圣灵内住到他们的心中，开始体验圣灵同在的生活。
And then they received the power of the Holy Spirit who lived in them so that they can live out a life to testify on God's behalf.
所以说凡是信主悔改的人领受受洗的见证跟圣灵的充满，这样的人就是新约的信徒。
So to describe who the disciples of Jesus is in the New Testament, it is those group of people who have repented in the name of Christ, baptized in the name of Christ, and have the Holy Spirit living in them to live out a life of Christ.
所以很明显的门徒就是跟随耶稣的人。
So clearly, disciples are those who follow Jesus.
他们建立了教会，就是要从世界中被分别出来，蒙主的呼召，跟随耶稣基督做门徒。
When they built a church, they were called out of this world to be called by Jesus Christ and follow Christ in the world.
那我们教会存在的目的是什么呢？
Then what is the purpose of our church's existence?
信了主之后，是不是就等着上天堂了，就结束了？
Do we just wait to be going to heaven after we've received Christ?
不是的，神要我们留在这个世界中。
No, God asks us to remain in this world.
因为基督徒是出世又入世的人。
Because Christians are those who are out of this world at the same time in this world.
我们虽然活在这个世界，却不属于这个世界。
Even though we live in this world, we are not of this world.
所以我们在地上需要有一个属灵的家。
So on earth, we need a spiritual home.
正如我们的肉体需要一个家一样。
Exactly the same as how our physical body would need a family.
我们属灵的家就是教会。
The spiritual home is the church.
在这个属灵的家中，我们要做一件事情。
We need to do one thing in this spiritual home.
那就是继续替耶稣基督活下去。
It's to continue to live, but on behalf of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣他完成了他救赎的工作，就离开了这个世界而去。
Jesus Christ finished the work that he has to do on earth, and then he left.
他留下了他的生命赐给我们，叫我们继续为他活下去。
He left a life that's given to us so that we can live on his behalf.
所以教会的目的就是要预备圣徒做神所要做的事，来彰显基督。
So the mission of a church is to prepare and equip Christians to do what God wanted us all to do.
在罗马书第九章二十三、二十四节。
In Romans chapter 9, verse 23 to 24.
又要将他丰盛的荣耀彰显在那蒙怜悯早预备得荣耀的器皿上。这器皿就是我们被神所召的，不但是从犹太人中，也是从外邦人中。这有什么不可的呢？这里说，你我都是神的器皿。
Here it said, you and me are both objects of God.
就好像我们口袋里面的钱包。
Just like a wallet in our pocket.
钱包本身不值钱，唯有它里面的钱跟信用卡使它值钱。
A wallet itself isn't worth anything. What's worth everything is what's in there, money and your credit cards.
神拣选你做他的钱包，他要把好东西放在里面。
God will choose you and I to be wallets, but he'll put good things in these wallets.
所以你既然是神所拣选的钱包，你就里面装的东西不再属于你了。
So if you are the wallets that God had chosen, what's in the wallets is not yours.
里面的东西每一个每一块钱都是属于神的。
Everything in there, every dollar in there belongs to God.
所以你用每一块钱，你都要先问问这钱的主人，这样用可不可以？
So when you spend every dollar, you should first ask the owner of that dollar, should I use it this way?
今天早上我花四块钱买了 Burger King 的早餐，有 coupon。
This morning, Pastor Wu bought a breakfast from Burger King, $4.
我就问神说，主啊，我可不可以用这四块钱？
So he asked God, God, can I use this $4?
然后我就看到 coupon， 我说，哦，是可以的。
And then I look at it and say, oh, okay.
我们用神的东西，先要问神。
When we use what belongs to God, we should first ask God.
这就是做神所要做的事的意义。
This is the meaning of doing what God wanted us to do.
你说早知道这样，我就不做基督徒了，因为我辛辛苦苦赚的钱都不属于我。
You said, oh, if I had known this, maybe I wouldn't become a Christian. The hard-earned money that I made, it does not belong to me.
牧师都要抢去做该教堂用。
Pastor Wu is going to take all of that and build a church.
主耶稣不是要抢你的钱。
Lord Jesus doesn't want to take your money.
他是要用怜悯跟荣耀来换与你交换。
In exchange, there is glory and mercy waiting for you.
也许你现在不懂得什么叫做怜悯，神的怜悯哪比钱好用呢？
Maybe you don't yet appreciate what the meaning of mercy is. Is it better than money?
可是等到有一天你失了业，你银行的存款因着股票大跌而失职。
But wait till a day when you might have lost your job, when the stock price had crashed.
你犯了严重的罪，或是你躺在床上动不了了身，你才晓得神的怜悯多么的宝贵。
Until you may have committed a serious sin, lying on the bed, you cannot move, then you appreciate how precious God's mercy is.
和荣耀相对的是羞辱。
Standing in contrast of glory is shame.
有一天，如果我们失去了荣耀，站在审判者的面前，赤身露体，那一种的羞辱是永远的。
If there's a day when we lost glory, we stand naked in front of the ultimate judge, the shame is forever.
在以弗所书第四章十二到十三节。
In the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。小孩子生下来不但是丑，而且还软弱得不得了。
When little babes are born, not only do they look not pretty, but they are very needy and very weak.
他们躺在床上，甚至不小心都会突然一下不能呼吸而去。
When they lie on the bed, if we are not careful, they could lose their life and couldn't breathe.
所以新的理论是最好不要让小婴孩跟母亲一同的睡。
So the contemporary idea is not to let the little babe sleep with their mom.
小孩子只有一个责任，就是要长，赶快的长大。
There's only one mission in a baby's life, to grow and to grow quickly.
家是养育孩子的地方。
A home, a family is where a child is brought up.
同样的道理，基督徒马上就需要成长，也需要一个属灵的家。
In the same way, when Christians grow, all of us need a spiritual home as well.
教会既然是属灵的家，就有一个责任要养育我们属灵的生命。
If the church is the spiritual home for all Christians, then its mission is to equip and build up those Christians.
千万不要以为你生在一个基督徒的家庭里面，你就是基督徒。
Don't ever believe that if you grow up in a Christian family, you automatically become a Christian.
不见得，你可能是一个糊里糊涂。
Not really. Maybe you are someone who is fuzzy-minded.
这翻译很难的啊、哦，这翻译很难的，糊里糊涂，那 lost-minded 是不对的翻译啊，我也不晓得。
Fuzzy-minded or not clear?
Not clear. OK. 我自己就是这样。
Pastor Wu said he's like that.
我父亲是 ，I'm not lost-minded.
Sorry.
我父亲是一个传道人，从小我就上主日学。读圣经，天天祷告。
Pastor Wu's dad is a preacher. From when he was young, he attended Sunday school, listened to sermons.
可是到十三岁以前，我都不理解什么是圣灵充满的意思。
But before the age of 13, he doesn't hadn't experienced what does it mean to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
即便我受了洗，十三岁之后还有一段时间，我也不能够体会圣灵跟我说话。
Even after he was baptized at the age of 13, he still had not experienced what does it mean to hear the Holy Spirit's words.
圣经我已经很熟，但是我不能够体会到主灵的生命在我里面需要成长。
He's well versed in the Bible, but he had not experienced the growth of the Holy Spirit in him.
一直在我读高中一年级的时候，寒假我参加了一次退休会。
Until freshman year in high school, he attended a retreat.
在讲员他说，你真的是基督徒吗？你对于罪很敏感吗？你有没有被圣灵充满？
When the speaker asked, are you a real Christian? Are you sensitive to sins? Have you been filled by the Holy Spirit?
我那时候才意识到，我是一个罪人，我需要悔改。
Then suddenly he realized that I'm a sinner. I need to repent.
那一天晚上我就在那个聚会的地方在那里痛哭不能够自禁因为我想到我的罪。
That evening, for the entire night, he cried in the church and cannot stop because he realized all of the sins that he had committed.
那一天晚上很难入睡第二天清晨我就一个人到山上面的教堂里去祷告。
He didn't sleep well at all.The next morning, he went up to a church to pray by himself.
我为自己的罪忧伤，我求圣灵改，求神饶恕我，改变我。
To be sorrowful for all the sins that he has committed, pray for the forgiveness of the Holy Spirit.
年轻人啊，你的父母不能救你啊。
All of the youth here, your parents cannot save you.
你的牧师也不能救你啊。
Your preachers cannot save you.
只有耶稣基督才能够救你，你必须要起来跟随他。
Only Jesus Christ can save you. You have to stand up and follow him.
教会的责任就是要成全你，让你所得的恩赐潜能能够发挥出来。
The mission of the church is to equip you so that whatever you have, whatever potential you have, can be realized.
我们要配合起来建立基督的身体，不论大，不论小，不论老，不论幼。
We need to work together to build up the body of Christ, whether you are young or old.
Sorry. 因为我们都是基督身体上的部分。
Because all of us is a part in this body of Christ.
有人做眼睛，他看到神话语中的教训。
Some of us are eyes. We can see what God intends to teach in the Bible.
有人做嘴巴，他能够带领我们一同的敬拜神、唱诗、赞美神。
Some of us are mouths who can lead us all to offer worship to God.
有人做手，正在厨房里面忙着切菜、煮饭，做我们要吃的。
Some of us are hands, those who are busy in the kitchen right now to make the lunch for us.
有的人做脚。早上去接人来聚会。
Some of us are foot and feet to bring people, give them a ride to church so that they can worship.
我们每一个人都有我们的功能，要能够发挥出来，这个教会才能够被建立起来。
Look, each of us have a part to play, and when we do that, then the church will be built up.
我们的目标就是每一个人都要快快地长大，像耶稣一样。
What all of us wanted is for all of us to grow up and quickly so that we are like Christ.
那我们该做什么呢?
What should we do?
教会的工作之使命。The mission of the church.
The mission of the church.
在旧约圣经里面有许许多多的条例。
There are many different commands and regulations in the Old Testament.
那主耶稣把它总合起来，就这么两点。
When Jesus summarized all of them, there are only two points.
我们称它为主耶稣的大使命。
We call that the great commandment of Jesus.
那这两节的经文啊，大家都非常的熟悉，在马太福音第22:37-40.
In Matthew 22:37-40, these are verses that most of us are familiar with.
好，我们大家一起来念。
Let's read them all together.
请。耶稣对他们说：你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。神要我们爱他。第一优先。
God, or Jesus wanted us to love God as the first priority.
不论你的妻子多么的可爱，多么的美丽，你的儿女多么的娇宠，多么的可爱，神要你爱他优先。
No matter how pretty your wife is, how lovely your children are, God wanted you to love him first.
因为他为你的命，把自己的命都为你舍了。
Because For you, he has given his own life.
除非你真正的体会到神的爱，不然你不晓得真正的爱是什么。
Until you have experienced this love of God, you don't really know what real love is.
因为人的爱都是自私、虚伪、有条件。
Because the love of the world is conditional. They ask for something in return.
真正爱神，就是我祷告神都不听，我还要爱他。
True love is even when you pray and God did not listen at the moment, you will still love him.
真正爱神是我在失败痛苦中，我仍然觉得神在爱我。
A real love of God is when you are in pain and suffering, you continue to say, by God's grace, I will continue.
你心里面有这种的爱，你才能够继续第二点，爱人如己。
When your heart is filled with this kind of holy love, then you can love others.
就是说你对待别人就像对待你自己那样的爱。
It's a love to others as if you are loving yourself.
不但主耶稣给我们他的大诫命，他也给我们他的大使命。
Not only is there a great commandment from Jesus, but there's also a great commission.
我们一起来念马太福音第28:19-20.
Let us all read from Matthew 28:19-20.
请。所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。这是主耶稣离开他门徒以前给他们最大的托付。
This is the biggest job that Jesus handed over to his apostles before he left.
在这个大使命里面包括了五件事情。
There are 5 matters included in this great commission.
第一就是你们要去，不是等人家来，要主动的去。
First, you have to go, not to wait for others to come, but go on your own initiative.
是第二是要使人做主的门徒，不是做教徒做会友，乃是要做门徒，就是跟随耶稣的人。
Two, to make disciples of all people, to make them followers of Christ, not a member in an organization or committee.
第三就是要给他们施洗，带领他们信主，有公开的见证。
Third, to be baptized so that they can witness publicly on behalf of Jesus.
第四就是要教训他们遵守主耶稣的教训。
Fourth, to teach them to follow the commandments of Christ.
所以教会有一个非常重要的责任，就是要会教导圣经，讲神的道理。
So the important mission of the church is to teach the Bible, to teach the commands that God wanted us to follow.
第五件事情就是要寻求上帝的同在，那就是追求在基督里的内在的生活。
Fifth, to seek Christ's life in us so that God is with us.
教会不光是一个外表活动的团体，而是信徒过邻里生活的团体。
The church is not a gathering place for everyone to come together just to share time, but it is a place where we live out a spiritual life of Christ.
所以教会要做的事情就是要帮助信徒能够遵守主的大诫命，爱神爱人。
So the mission of the church is to help equip Christians to follow the Great Commission, love God, love each other.
而且要推动主的大使命，就是要使万人做主的门徒。
And to roll out God's Great Commission so that all can become Christ's followers.
这就是我们新城教会从以往到现在，也是将来我们所做的事情最高的指标。
And this is the ultimate guiding principle of our past, our present, and our future of the Cincinnati Chinese Church.
谁知道我们教会的使命是什么？
Who can recall our mission statement of Cincinnati Chinese Church?
刚才所讲的是整个教会神教会的使命。那我们自己地方的教会也有我们的使命，那是什么呢？
We just talked about the Great Commission for the church in the entire world, but what about our own mission statement of Cincinnati Chinese Church?
如果你不知道我们的使命，那你坐在这里有什么意义呢？
If you are not sure what our mission is, why are you here?
让我们一起来念一遍。
Let us all read it together.
来，根据上帝所启示正确的真理，借着圣灵的帮助，透过对当地华裔的服事，来荣耀我们的救主耶稣基督，遵守爱神爱人的大诫命，推动广传福音，使人做主门徒的大使命，并且要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。根据这一个我们的使命，我们建造一个蓝图。
According to this mission statement, we have a blueprint.
这个蓝图包括了六件的事情。
There are six things included in this blueprint.
第一件事情就是敬拜。
One worship.
敬拜好像一个房子的屋顶是向着上面的。
Worship is exactly like the roof of a building, upward facing.
而且遮盖下面的一切。
To protect everything that comes beneath it.
我们敬拜神不是向着自己，而是向着神。
When we worship, our direction is not towards ourselves, but towards God.
我们不是要我们聚会敬拜，我们就觉得喜乐开心。我们是要让神得到喜悦。
We worship not to make ourselves happy, but to give glory to God and make Him happy.
如果我们真正的敬拜神，神他就会把喜乐恩赐赏给我们，叫我们里面更新。
When we really worship God in true spirit, He will give us the gifts to enjoy and experience Him.
当然，敬拜不一定是要在主日礼拜堂的里面，我们在家庭、在工作的场合都可以敬拜神。
Certainly, worship doesn't need to happen in a church, in our family, in the places of work. It can happen as well.
只要我们来到神的面前，我们把所有的心思意念集中在他的面前，向着他，就是敬拜。
When we come before God and everything in our heart is turned towards Him, that can be worship.
第二件教会要做的事就是要服事。
Second, what a church should do to serve.
好像房子当中这些的横梁一般。
Just like the beams across of houses.
这一些横梁如果没有的话，屋顶就会垮下来，墙也不得倚靠。
Without these beams, the roof will collapse and the church will collapse.
同样的，教会当中没有服事，这个教会也不能够支撑起来。
In the same way, if there's no service in a church, then this church cannot remain standing.
在你还没有来到以前，就有人在这里搬好椅子，能够等待你的来到。
Today, before you all come, there are people who set up the chairs so that you can come and sit down.
你的孩子有人在那里照顾，你要吃的饭有人在那里煮，你所用的厕所有人清洁过， 这些才能够使我们在这里专心的敬拜神。
There are people taking care of your children. There are people in the kitchen preparing the meal. Even in the bathroom, there's someone who clean it. This is what allows service.
所以我们教会需要每一个人都来参与服事。
So our church needs everybody to participate in service.
请你看看你的手指，来计算一下你参与新城教会多少项的服事。
Can you look at your own hands and count up how many different service ministries you have participated in?
你不要看我，你看你的手指。
Don't look at us, just look at your own hands.
我给你十秒，十五秒钟，你看看你在这个教会你参与了多少服事。
Let me give you 10 seconds.
你用手来算算看。
Count for yourself, how many different ministries have you participated in this church?
我们当中有多少人十个手指头都不够算的，请举手我看看。
Is there anyone who had more than 10 service participation? Please raise your hand.
一个都没有啊。
Not even one?
我还以为你们要用脚趾来帮忙了。
Maybe you need more help.
我们越参与服事，我们所得的恩赐就越多，神就给我们更多。
The more we serve, the more gifts God is willing to give us.
第三样教会要做的事就是关怀。
Third, caregiving.
好像窗子一样，没有窗户就不能透气，光也进不来。
Just like windows, a house without windows cannot ventilate and light cannot come in.
我们弟兄姐妹有多少人他们为生活的压力所压喘不过气来。
How many brothers and sisters among us are burdened by their daily needs and they feel they cannot breathe?
有多少的人因为身体的疾病软弱或者是家庭的问题他们被重担所压也喘不过气来。
How many of us feel that we cannot breathe because of the burdens we feel?In our family and or perhaps our sickness.
他们需要有人去关怀，去鼓励，去帮助。
They need people to care for them, to encourage them, to help them.
就是打开窗户，让新鲜的空气，让阳光能够进来。
Just like opening up the window so that fresh air can come in, you can breathe them.
这样你的爱心跟他爱主的心就被重新的点燃起来。
So your love and his love can join together and be rekindled.
你我如果坐在自己的家中不肯去关怀别人，渐渐你就会觉得每个人都很讨厌。
If you and I sit just in our own house, slowly you feel that those who needed our care aren't really deserving it.
你会觉得他们都不值得你关心。
You feel that they're not worthy of your care. They are not good people.
因为你的爱心在渐渐的冷淡。
Because the love in your heart shrink and shrink and shrink.
我们要让神他的爱像光一样的透过窗户照到我们里面来。
We live the love of God just like bright light to shine through our windows.
第四件事情就是要祷告。
Fourth, to pray.
祷告就好像房子当中的柱子一样。
Prayer is like the anti-supporting beams in a building.
Columns.这些的柱子是撑住整个房子，柱子不坚固，房子就会倒塌。
These columns of prayer hold up the entire building. If they are not steady and strong, the whole building would collapse.
同样的，如果我们的祷告不坚固，我们整个教会就会倒塌。
In the same way, if we didn't pray enough, the whole church will collapse.
因为祷告是把我们跟神连接在一起，让我们祷告当中神的能力可以赐下。
Because prayers connects us to God so that God can work through us in prayers.
做神每一项工作都需要有能力，这个是用祷告来支撑住。
Whatever we are trying to do on God's behalf, it needs prayer so that we are connected to God.
每一周我都要去参加刊物团契或者是餐馆团契的祷告。
Every week I have to go to Kenwood's and the restaurant fellowships. We pray.
我也参加我们牧长们在一起同工的祷告。
Also go to prayer meetings of the elder ministers together, prayer meetings.
有的时候我觉得我好像要垮掉了，可是我跟弟兄姐妹一起祷告，我力量就出来了。
Even when there are times when I felt so weak and sick, when I pray with brothers and sisters, the power shows itself.
因为祷告是柱子，能够撑住整个房屋。
Because prayers are these columns that can support the entire building.
第五件事情就是要去传福音。
Fifth, evangelism.
传福音就好像教会的大门一样，我们的大门要敞开，人才能够进来。
To share the gospel, this is exactly like the two big front doors of the church, to open it wide so that others can come.
不但要开门，而我们自己也要走出去，不是坐在这里等人进来。
Not to open the door and sit there, but to open the door and go out.
甚至主耶稣告诉我们说，要出去把人拉进来，劝人进来。
Even Jesus said, go out and invite people in.
没有人会自动走进教堂，除非他想推销一些东西。
No one unless a salesperson will come into a church on their own.
我们要出去传主的福音。
We need to go out to share the gospel.
最后一件事情就是神的话。
Last, the word of God.
我们要明白神的话，因为这是一切事情的基础。
We need to understand God's words, their meaning, because this is the foundation of everything that we do.
因为我们若不按照神的话来建造，我们就是按照自己的观念、世人的想法在建造。
Because if we don't build according to what God wanted, then we are building by our own ideas.
我们建造教会的基础是根据我们信心的依据，那就是圣经。
When we build the foundation of the church and what we believe in, the ultimate source of our faith, it comes from the word of God.
神也是借着他说过的话向我们说话。
God speak to us through the words that he has spoken in the past.
所以我们要花很多的时间来读神的话，一生来研究明白神的话。
So we should spend a lot of time to read God's word, understand God's word,In our entire lives.
教会要建造，就必须在这六件事上不断地进行。
To build a church is to continue on excelling in these six aspects.
不但是教会，每一个教会里面的小组团契也是要不断地做这六件事情。
Not only the entire church, but in each of the fellowship and small groups within the church, you should be thinking about these six matters.
所以我们在小组生活里面都要去检查我们有没有做这六件事。
So when we live out our lives in our small groups, we should examine ourselves, have we lived out these six matters?
那教会，新成教会，有一个责任是要装备圣徒。
Now,There is a mission that Cincinnati Chinese Church needs to fulfill. It's to equip the saints.
那我们怎么样来装备我们的弟兄姐妹呢？
How do we do that?
我们用一张椅子来解释一下，帮助我们理解。
We have an illustration of a chair, to explain.
这一张椅子是为着那有心成为主门徒的人预备的。
This is a chair that is prepared, for those with Cincinnati Chinese Church at heart.
当你坐上了这一张椅子之后，你就被装备，渐渐你就变成这张椅子的一部分。
When you sit on this chair, over time, you will slowly become part of this chair.
那就是新成教会。
That is Cincinnati Chinese Church.
首先，这一张椅子有两根的骨干。
First, there are two backbone supporting beams of this chair.
第一就是主日的崇拜，每一个主日我们应当来教会敬拜神。
First Sunday worship, every single Sunday we should come and worship God together.
因为这是我们和众圣徒一同领受神统一的教导。
Because this is how all of us, the disciples, the followers of Christ, can come together and listen to God's words together.
如果主日早上你躺在沙发椅子上看电视里面的教堂聚会，那个不算主日崇拜。
It is not really Sunday worship if you lie on your couch on Sunday morning, turn on the TV and listen to the TV evangelists.
那个叫做看基督徒演戏。
That is called looking at Christians pray.
第二件事情就是我们要有小组的聚会。
Second small groups.
别的教会我不知道，但是我们新城教会弟兄姐妹每一位都应当加入小组。
Not sure about other churches, but every single brothers and sisters within CCC should be part of a small group.
我常说，我在说，大的要大，小的要小。
I often say, what should be big should be big, what should be small should be small.
主日崇拜是大的要大，要一同的来敬拜神。
Sunday worship should be grand and big, where everyone can come together to worship together.
小的要小，小组不能够太大，我们的小组渐渐都变成团契了，不是小组了。
What should be small should be small. A small group shouldn't be too big. Today, our small groups have all grown to be fellowships.
那 Mason, 我们八个小组其实都可以说是八个团契了。那我们没有地方不得已。等到以后我们建造好了就要翻一倍。
Now there are eight small groups, almost eight fellowships in Mason Church. This now, is constrained by the available space that we have when the new building is built. You should all think about expanding, double it.
新城教会是基督耶稣的身体，所以我们在这个身体当中都应当属于某一个器官的部分。
CCC is the body of Christ, so every one of us should be an organ of Christ.
这个器官就是小组。
This organ is the small group.
在小组里面，我们彼此的喂养，一同的成长。
Within the small groups, we teach each other, we grow together.
这是我们新城教会的两个主干，大的要大，小的要小，主日的崇拜，小组的聚会。
These are the two supporting backbones of CCC, Sunday worship, small groups, what should be big, should be big, what should be small, should be small.
然后我们有宣道把我们连接在一起。
And then we have evangelism to connect us all together.
宣道包括了本地的宣道，美国本土的宣道，还有海外的宣道。
So evangelism is not just mission locally, but mission globally.
参与宣道不光是祷告支持奉献，更是我们本身要出到宣道的工厂。
To participate in mission is not just to give money and pray for the missionaries, but we should all ourselves participate in sharing the gospel with others.
因为这也是一项训练，叫我们能够关心神在普世拯救灵魂的工作。
Because this is it's in and of itself also training so that we can care about the mission that goes on globally in other places of the world.
每一个小组我们都应当认领一些的宣教士，继续与他们联系，为他们祷告，在金钱上支持他们。
Each small group should connect with at least one missionary so that we can pray for them, to care for them, support them with financial resources.
坐在这一张门徒训练的椅子上是我们每一个人都必须经过的。
It is something that all of us should experience when we sit on this chair of discipleship.
因为我们都要成为主的门徒。
Because we all need to become disciples.
我在说，主耶稣不要我们做教徒，做一个礼拜天来点一下卯的人。
Let me say that again, we don't need...Jesus Christ doesn't need us to come on Sundays to just come every week.
神要我们做耶稣基督的门徒。
But to become a disciple of Jesus Christ.
所以教会必须要提供门徒的训练。
So a church should provide this equipping of the disciples.
目前我们有四只脚在这个椅子上来帮助我们接受门徒的训练。
Currently, CCC has these four legs of discipleship.
第一个就是主日学，在每一个主日我们有成人、青少年、儿童的主日学。
First, Sunday schools. We have adult, youth and children Sunday school on each Sundays.
我们有系统的来教导圣经。
We will teach the Bible systematically.
主日崇拜
Sunday worship
其实包括了主日学
includes Sunday school.
不是10:45我就大摇大摆地进来崇拜神，我应该9:15就来参加主日学。
We shouldn't come at 10:45 just for the worship. We should come 9:15 for Sunday school.
因为主日崇拜你是听到，主日学是研究神的道。
Because in Sunday worship you listen to the God's words, the message. But in Sunday school you learn about God's lessons.
主日学提供了一个有系统读圣经并且有家庭的作业，能够帮助我们更认识神的话。
Sunday school provides a systematic way for you to study the Bible, even give you homework so that you can understand God's words better.
其实主日 从早上九点到十二点，不过三个小时，是你一个礼拜一百六十八个小时的五十分之一而已。
Actually, Sunday morning from 9:15, it only takes you 3 hours altogether from 9 to 12. It's only about 1/50th of your entire week's time.
第二，我们有特别的训练。
Second, we have special training opportunities.
这个是不定期的训练，有时候是一天，有的时候三天，一个月，甚至三个月等等。
These are sort of infrequent, but occurring at regular intervals, special training opportunities.
目前我们有三四种的训练，第一个就是神学课程的训练。
We currently have 3 or 4 of these opportunities. The first one, training in theology.
我们请神学院的老师来开密集的课程。
We will invite professors from seminaries to offer classes in theology.
每年两次，每一次20个小时。
Twice every year, 20 hours per trip.
我们已经开过了两届，第一届是讲怎样做主日学的老师。
We've done it twice. The first one, we talked about how to be Sunday school teacher.
我们一共开了8门课。
We had 8 subjects, lessons.
第二次我们是讲教会的辅导。
Second, we've talked about counseling in the church.
我们也开了8门课，今年十月是最后一门。
We also had 8 of those. This December is the last one.
我们请的都是北美最好神学院，北美神学院的老师来教的。
We invited the best teachers from seminaries in North America to come.
这些都是可以拉神学院学分的课。
These are all that are worthy of credits in seminaries.
在过去这差不多9年的里面，差有30-40位弟兄姐妹都上过这些的课。
In the past 9 years, there are 3 rounds that brothers and sisters might have gone through this training.
以后我们会请更好的神学院，就是正道神学院的老师来教课。
In future, we might invite even better seminary teachers to come to teach us again.
这是神学的课程。第二，我们有教师的训练。
Second, we have training for teachers.
就是礼拜六的早上，从8:45 to 10:15。有上课，每一次14周。
Saturday mornings from 8:45 to 10:15, we have 14 weeks of this training.
我们教的是3门的课程：系统神学、释经学跟教学法。
We offer 3 subjects. We have systematic theology, teaching of the Bible,
hermeneutics.
Hermeneutics. So.
那每一位要做主日学老师的都必须上过这3门课。
If you are preparing to be a Sunday school teacher, you should have gone through these 3 classes.
每一年秋季我们开始这3门课。
We have these classes each autumn.
过去有 Joseph Park 跟 Bob 牧师，我都教过这些课。
In the past, Joseph Park, Pastor Bob and Pastor Wu had taught these classes.
第三个特别的训练是组长的训练。
First special training is for small group leaders.
每一个小组的组长都要受这种带领查经的训练。
Each leader of small groups should have received this kind of training, how to study the Bible.
这种训练的特征就是一边做一边学。
The characteristics of this training is that you learn as you teach.
那在 Mason 我们有方牧师，每周二有预查，周五有查经的训练。
Now in Mason, we have Pastor Fong who will pre-study the Bible on Fridays.
已经训练过的可以再回来接受训练，是精益求精。
Those who have been taught before can come back to receive more training to improve.
第四个特别训练叫做耶稣生平的训练。
Fourth training is the training on the life of Jesus.
这件事情我们还没有做，那么明年开始我们要做。
What we haven't done currently up to date, we will try to do next year.
这个叫做神学延伸的课程 TEE.
This is called TEE.
Theological Extension Education. Theological Education Extension. 那这个呢是在北美全世界各地事实上最通用的一套课材。
This is a set of teaching materials that are commonly used around the world.
在过去的30年，有超过100个国家、70种语言的翻译， 是教耶稣的生平。
In the past 30 years, more than 100 countries had more than 70 different languages had used this curriculum.
用一年半的时间来读过耶稣的生平。
Using a year and a half to carefully study the life of Jesus.
每三个月就有两天特别受训的时间。
In every 3 months, there are 2 days of special training.
一共有六本书我们要读完。
There are altogether 6 books, we need to finish all of them.
完成这个耶稣生平的训练，才可以用他们的教材来教导圣经。
Only when you can finish these classes, can you use their curriculum to teach others.
这个是特别的训练。
This is a special training opportunity.
另外我们有两个重要的门徒训练。
And then there are 2 important discipleship training as well.
第一个就是三元福音的训练。
The first EE, Evangelism Explosion.
很多弟兄姐妹都已经受过这个课程，就是怎样去向朋友传福音。
Many brothers and sisters have undergone this training, how to share the gospel with your friends.
另外一个就是夫妻的恩爱营。
The other MER, Marriage Enrichment Retreat.
这个是要巩固我们教会夫妻生活的基础。
This is to strengthen couples' marriage life.
每一年有两次举办，一次或两次举办一个周末的营会，让夫妻能够单独在一起，来强化他们的婚姻。
Once or twice a year, we let couples stay with each other, only the two of them, so that they can spend time to strengthen the relationship between them.
我来请问一下，在我们当中参加过 MER一跟二的人，请举手看看我看一下。
Let me ask those who have participated in MER 1 or 2, can you raise your hand for us?
这么少啊？高一点我看看。
Not many. Can you raise it higher?
哦，请放下。我希望我们每一个家庭都能够经受这种的训练。
I hope more families among us can participate and receive this training.
你们参加过的人，请告诉我好不好啊？
Can those who have participated tell me how good it is?
听起来好像一点信心都没有，好不好啊？
Is it good?
下一次我问的时候，我就把这房子希望大家都给它冲破掉，大家都参加过。那我们要谈一谈美圣堂的扩建。
We have to spend a little bit of time to talk about expansion at Mason.
如果顺利的话，明年我们这个扩建的工程就可以完成。
If everything works out fine, then this can be finished by next year.
届时青少年可以星期五搬回来聚会。
At least the youth could come back and gather together here.
英文堂也可以搬到美圣来聚会。
ANC could have an opportunity to move here.
然后我们要做个计划，朝向把总部搬到美圣的来设置。
And we have to start planning to move the so-called headquarters of CCC to Mason.
届时那 Compton 教会就会变成一个校园工作跟北肯塔基州工作的一个特别据点。
So over time, the Compton Church would become focused in student ministry, in college ministry, and in a ministry towards Northern Kentucky.
那美圣堂将会展开一系列的外展工作。
Mason Church will also open up a series of outreach activities.
我们要用各样的活动，包括球类的比赛等等，来带领人进入到教堂里。
In different kinds of activities, our main goal is to invite and lead people into the church.
同时，我们也借着这个机会外展，进入到社区当中。
And we also take advantage of these opportunities to outreach into our communities.
到明年我们再一次联合聚会的时候，就会有新的一番气象。
Next year, when we have joint worship at this time, I look forward to a new vision then.
我请问各位，你明年要来参加这个再一次联合崇拜的时候，你希望我们要多多少的人？
Let me ask all of you, how many more people do you expect to be when next year we gather together again for joint worship?
赞成5%多的，请举手。
Increase of 5%?
5%而已，这么小。10%的，请举手。
10%?
好。15%的，请举手。
15%?
20%的，请举手。
20%?
Come come on, 你们其他人睡着了是吧？
What happened to the others? Fallen asleep?
你们信心有多大，神就给你们有多少。
God gave us according to our faith, how big our faith is.
不要忘记，我们要遵守神的大诫命，要推动神的大使命。
Don't forget to follow God's great commandment and to share and expand on the great commission of God.
新城教会的外展有四个方向。
There are four directions of outreach ministries of CCC.
第一个是学生跟学者的事工。
First, work in among students and scholars.
我们有 UCCM 校园 UC 校园跟 Miami U Miami 大学的两个团契。
We have two fellowships at UC and at Miami as well.
我们也有访问学者的两个组。
We have two groups of visiting scholars.
南边那一组在范老师家，北边这一组在汤华堂弟兄家。
The south one meet at Howard's fans house, and the north one meet at Peter Tang's house.
啊。汤弟兄告诉我们说，上一次他们的聚会有将近三十个人参加。
Brother Peter Tang told me that there are more than 30 who gathered last time in his house for this.
第二个外展的工作是青少年跟儿童的事工。
Second, youth and children ministries.
每一个周五的晚上，这两项工作都会集中在 Mason.
Every weekend, in the evening and at night, these two are focused and concentrated in Mason.
我盼望我们建堂的过程跟完成之后，有更多的人来参与阿瓦纳的工作。
I hope as we finish building up this new building, there will be more participation in support of Awana.
在这一个新时代里面，你不可能把年轻人带到教堂，年轻的家庭带到教堂，除非你提供给他们孩子教育的一个好的地方。
In this day and age, you cannot really brought in families.Unless you provide good training opportunities for their kids.
因为他们的心思意念都在他们孩子的身上。
Because their mind and their heart are focused on the upbringing of their children.
如果他们的孩子是青少年，就更需要教会的帮助。
If their family have youths, then they particularly need the help of the church.
第三项我们伸出去的手就是关怀跟老年人的事工。
Third,Our outstretched hands should be towards the seniors who need care.
我们有不定期的家庭的探访跟老年人的福乐团契。
We have visits to homes. We also have the Blessings Fellowship.
这个是一个很大潜力的地方，我们需要更多的人投入来侍奉。
This is work of great potential. We need more participation.
最后就是宣道跟餐馆的福音事工。
Finally, missions and restaurant work outreach.
我们支持全世界各地的宣教士，差不多近三十位。
We have supported and are continue to support over 30 missionaries all around the world.
还有许许多多福音的机构。
And many, many different mission organizations.
另外，我们在本地有三个餐馆的团契。
And then locally, we have three restaurant fellowships.
每一周我们都有聚会。
We have gatherings each week.
主耶稣他告诉我们一段的话语。
Lord Jesus gave us these following words.
来做我们今天的结束。
Let us conclude with these.
在约翰福音十五章十六到十七节，他说。
Recorded in the 15 chapters of the Gospel of John, verse 16 to 17.
不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子。叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱。You read it?
You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that with what you ask in my name,The Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other.
彼此相爱是一件多美丽的事。
How beautiful it is when we can love each other.
如果我们真正能够彼此相爱，这个世界就不会有战争了。
We can sincerely love each other. There will be no wars in this world.
神拣选你，拣选我，就是要我们为他结果子。
God chose me and God chose you in order to bear fruits for him.
同时要我们能够彼此的相爱扶持。
And so that we can love each other and in support of one another.
但愿我们新城教会能够继续下去为主做更大的事。
May CCC continue to do great things for God.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us all pray.
感谢天父这过去47年对我们的带领跟建造。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, your leadership over the past 47 years to build up this church.
我们还要继续的成长做主耶稣的门徒来为主耶稣而活。
We need to continue to grow to be your disciples and to live for you.
主啊，帮助我们今天在这里再一次重新温习我们新城教会的使命。
God help us to revisit in our minds the mission statement of CCC.
让我们校正自己，不离开你给我们的使命。
To again realign our lives so that we are not departing from your great commission and commandments.
让主你在我们身上的喜悦能够加倍的显示彰显出来。
So that your joy in us would be expanded and be revealed to all.
我们马上就要破土开工，又开始新一个阶段为主彰显荣耀，做主大使命大事工的机会。
We will soon break ground to give us an opportunity to continue on the great commission to witness for you.
主啊，让我们能够众弟兄姐妹同心合意的来兴旺你自己的教会。
God, just pray that all of us will continue to work with one another so that the gospel could be spread.
让你的荣耀在这个地区也在全世界大大的彰显出来。
So that your glory will be revealed not only here, but also in around the entire world.
这样的祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all these in Christ's name. Amen.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。